Hi, this is Rick Allison. I'm here on Cygnus Radio from 10 to noon, Monday through Friday, some old school freeform radio. You never know what's coming up next, largely because I don't know what's coming up next. Tune in.
Lonely soldier, unknown grave. On his dying words he prays, tell the world of Passchendaele. He's been through last communion of his soul. Rust your bullets with his tears. Let me tell you about his years.
to live again. Far away from the war, no chance to live again. Those who died at Passchendaele.
Metal Dad Radio Show. Up in the irons, as we always do. Metal Dad giving us a bit of a deep cut here, a track we have not played in a long time. What did we just hear?
The only reason why we don't play this song more often is because it's over 8 minutes. I need to figure out how to cram it into a show, but we crammed it in this week. It's the Metal Dad Radio Show. I'm your host, Metal Dad. That's the Candyman. Iron Maiden, as we do almost every week, starting off the show. Passchendaele, as we set off air. A great song off a good record with a terrible album cover. Dance of Death is the name of the record. Passchendaele, of course, a reference to a very famous series of battles on the Western Front, World War I, 1917, the woods of Ypres in Belgium. A lot of life lost. And, of course, Maiden not afraid to write songs about British military history, right?
Never were.
All right. Big show this week. We got the Heavy Metal World Tour going to a city in the Great White North. We've got albums celebrating anniversaries, and we've got new stuff I'm very excited about. We're going to start here with a band who we're hopefully going to see live soon, right? They're on tour. They're playing a show here in Connecticut with a band called High Command that we love. And, of course, we're talking about High on Fire. They've got a record dropping this week, April 19th. It's called Cometh the Storm. Let's give you the second track off this bad boy. It's the title one. It's High on Fire from Metal Dad Radio.
Yeah.
Dad Radio Show, playing some truly ripping new stuff right there. Some great retro vibes on those last couple tracks. Metal Dad, what did we hear, and when can we hear some more?
Yeah, I'm really digging all three of these records. That right there is a band called Bat, which features a couple of dudes from Municipal Waste. They've got a record coming out on Nuclear Blast called Under the Crooked Claw, and that's due out May 17th. Again, the name is Bat. And he gave you the track Right for Exorcism, which is one of two singles they've put out so far. Good stuff. Before that, a band from Germany that I'm really, really digging what I've heard so far of this new record. The band is called Vulture. They've been around for a while. They had three albums out prior to this year, but they have a new record coming out on Metal Blade. It just dropped April 12th called Sentinels. And we gave you a track off of there called Oathbreaker, which is just a ripper of a song, man. I really dig what I'm hearing of this band and this record. Vulture, due out on Metal Blade in May. And then starting off the block, High on Fire, Cometh the Storm, out this week, April 19th. And we gave you the title track, which is one of two singles they've released on it so far. And again, they are on tour soon. And we're hoping to catch them, I think, in May, right? Is that when that is?
I believe so.
I believe so, too. All right, so it's time for us now to go into
the Heavy Metal World Tour.
So it's really weird. I use this random city or random country generator, and the first thing that pops up that I can utilize, I mean, sometimes it'll give me some random city in, like, the heart of Africa that does not have a lot of metal that I can play. It is what it is. But the first city that popped up was a city that you and I were literally talking about, because we were talking about Canada earlier in the week, and you were asking me about places that I've been in Canada. And I have been to this city. I think this city is gorgeous, and they have a great metal scene. The city is Ottawa, the capital of Canada, Ottawa. And they have a really good metal scene. And we're going to play three bands right now, and I always like to play new stuff when we visit places around the world in the Heavy Metal World Tour. I like to get a vibe of what's going on in that scene as we speak. So let's start with a band called Thalassophobia, which, if my research is correct, is a fear of deep water, like oceans and lakes. This is Thalassophobia off their newest record, came out this year. This one's called Incorporeal Power. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Green.
Metal Dad Radio Show, giving you a pretty sick block of some brutal technical Canadian death metal right there. Metal Dad, I applaud you on this one.
Thank you. It should really surprise no metal fan that the minute I say we're playing a block of Canadian music, that it's all tech death. Because Canada loves them some tech death. And clearly the city of Ottawa does as well, because that's three recent releases, and it's all technical death metal, brutal technical death metal. That right there was a band called Hatred Reigns, who dropped a record in December 1st, 2023, called Awaken the Ancients. And we gave you a track off that called Planes Divide. Before that, we gave you a band called Corpse Pit that just dropped a new record in March 21st, called Doom to Obscurity. And we gave you a track off of that called Fed to the Hounds. That was the opening track, Corpse Pit, the name of the band. And starting off the block was Thalassophobia, who dropped an album on January 13th of this year called Incorporeal Power. We gave you the title track off of that. And I really dug all three of those. Good stuff. Good technical, brutal death metal. All right. Time for us to go now into albums celebrating anniversaries. And we have some classic albums. And they're all from the 80s. We're all sticking to the 80s this week. Not by design. It's just the first three I found that went, ooh, I want to play those. And we'll do them in chronological order. We'll go all the way back to 1982 first. April 17th, 1982, Motorhead released their classic album Iron Fist through Bronze Records in the UK. Let's give you the title track off of this bad boy. This is Motorhead. This is Iron Fist. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Yeah.
Metal Dad Radio Show, giving you some fantastic and a few underrated albums celebrating anniversaries this very week. Metal Dad, talk to us a little bit about some of the classics we just heard.
Yeah, I warned you ahead of time, we were staying in the 80s for this block of albums celebrating anniversaries, and we ran the gamut all the way up to 1989. That right there was Annihilator from, wait for it, originally, during this time period, Ottawa, Canada. That's where they originated. Annihilator. Alice in Hell is the name of the record. April 17th, 1989, through Roadrunner Records. It was their debut album. And a hell of a debut, man. When you talk about great thrash debut records, I don't think this one gets talked about enough because it came a little bit later in the game.
I would agree with that. I think there are a plethora of solidly classic but still underrated thrash albums that came out in the later 80s when people were really just looking at the already established bands.
You know, I should do a series of posts for themetaldad.com. I'm thinking about this right now, of greatest debut albums in different genres.
I like that
too. I may do that. Or maybe we'll make a radio show. Maybe we'll do a series of shows based off of debut albums. There we go. Or maybe my first show after you go off to college will be all debut albums, because I'll be debuting a slightly new show. Maybe. We'll see. All right. Before that, Venom. April 16th, 1984, they released their album At War With Satan through Neat Records in the UK. And I really like this record. I remember hearing it for the first time and being like, why is there a 20-minute track on side A? Because there is. And if you remember, though, and we pointed this out off air, the black metal album that came out before this, the last track on black metal was a 2-minute preview of the At War With Satan song that they had already basically recorded and didn't have room to stick it on black metal. And so they just, you know, slapped together six other songs and were like, let's put out another record 2 years later. And that's what they did. And we played one of those songs, Stand Up and Be Counted, which is one of my favorite tracks off of that record. I think it's an underrated gem. I love Venom. Before that, Motorhead, Iron Fist, April 17th, 1982. Motorhead drops Iron Fist, of course, the follow-up to Ace of Spades, which was the album that sort of really established them as legends in the metal world. But I think Iron Fist is just as good. I know that's like heresy to say, but it's a great, I think it's a great record, right?
I would agree. I think they had a run there that was just untouchable.
Yeah, it really was. It really was. All right, so time for us to finish off now. The way we always do is a tribute to, we believe, is the first heavy metal band. That, of course, would be
Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath, indeed. Now, they've got an album celebrating an anniversary this week. April 18th, 1980. Heaven and Hell. The Ronnie James Dio debut with Black Sabbath. Of course, on Warner Brothers Records here in the States. Let's give you one of my favorite tracks off of this record. This is Children of the Sea. Until next week, kids.